I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hello, this is the Secret Mum Club. I'm Safina.
And I'm Emma.
And welcome to a very special Thursday episode. And I would just like to start by saying we are currently recording from home because if you didn't know, we're basically both ready to birth a watermelon each, not together each. So if it sounds like shit, don't tell us. We've got bigger fish to be frying.
Yeah, we're both absolutely ready to drop, so do forgive us, but we can no longer leave the house. So
we generally appreciate you for being here, though.
Yes.
So thank you for being here.
Thank you for still being here. And as it's Valentine's week, we thought we should carry on spreading the love.
Or spreading your legs. By sharing our favourite loved theme letters and secrets.
Yep, and we've had our fair share of itchy legs on this podcast.
So buckle in and let's get saucy. This first secret is iconic. It was in the fifth episode of season one, and it created a new term for getting down and dirty that we use all the time. It's something that has happened to so many parents, and it is possibly one of the most traumatic things to witness. So let's cast our minds back to the very first itchy legs secret.
All right, this says, hi ladies, so here's an embarrassing secret that's no doubt happened to every parent at some stage. Me and my partner were engaging in sexual activity, as you do. All of a sudden, we hear laughter. My then 8-year-old son was standing in our bedroom just laughing his head off. Oh, my partner in a panic says, I was just scratching mummy's legs. I was mortified. But after my son left, we were just in fits of laughter. My son is 23 now.
Wow,
oh my God. And he still brings it up. Just the other day, we were at a restaurant with other family members and the conversation turned to sex and relationships. My son said, Mum, are you still calling it itchy legs? Hope this made you laugh. Really enjoying the podcast. Can't wait for more. Oh, thanks.
Oh my God.
That is amazing. I thought it was going to be like a recent story. That was 15 years ago and he's still talking about it.
That is absolutely... I love that he's still laughing about it now. Like, yeah. It's not something that's traumatised him.
No, I think he's taken that very well.
What an absolute dude.
Yeah.
And the fact that now he says about it, that is absolutely hilarious. I haven't had this. This hasn't
happened
to me.
Well, I certainly haven't yet.
No.
My son's still a baby.
I think it's because I have the fear of just having, like, one of them stood at the door, like, something out of the ring, like
that's something about TV.
Like it freaks me out. I can't.
Colby is nearly this age, like,
yes.
So imagine that.
And also the doggy sleep in my room as well. And even when me and Chris are kissing, like in bed, oh God, that sounded so cringy. The dogs, you pull away and then look at the dogs and they're like,
yeah, it's off-putting if there's a dog in the
it's
household.
A little bit.
Child is even worse because they're gonna
remember
it and be able to talk about it.
Yes.
Hence,
The dogs could look at you differently.
But they'll never be able to vocalise it. And that's the key thing.
They'll be trapped in their own minds with that image.
How iconic that she has forever renamed what we now know as itchy legs on this podcast.
So iconic. And imagine now being a fully grown adult and still asking your parents if they still call it itchy legs. It's just one of those things that we're just never going to ever forget.
I'm sure he's thrilled. He's thrilled it's made it this far and wide, never to be forgotten.
Never. And we got ourselves in this situation with our own itchy legs.
Yes, that's what got us into this mess.
So technically, I just think it's an all-round winner. Everyone should be doing it.
Love it. All right. Time for another clip now. This is one of my absolute favourite moments from the podcast. And to an extent, it's so relatable. It made Soph and I realise how adventurous you all are in the bedroom. So I'll let past me take it away with the sexy nurse outfit secret.
Hiya, ladies. My daughter's school had a fancy dress day last year and I had no idea it was happening until the night before.
Fuck.
The only thing I could find in the house was an itchy leg cleaning outfit. An itchy leg cleaning outfit, so I decided it was my only option. In the morning, I sent her to school with the little outfit on and a long dress underneath to try and disguise the fact it was a naughty outfit. Now, fancy dress day is coming up again, and I've had questions from other parents as they expressed how much they loved her outfit last year and how much effort I'd put in. It makes me cringe so much now. Love, India.
Indy, you must have done a smashing job.
Wow.
I feel like we need to picture photographic evidence of this outfit. Did you take a picture of her, India?
Yeah.
Is that weird of me to ask? I wanted to just see how cool the outfit was, not that.
I want to see your daughter in her sexy cleaning outfit.
Not
please.
A weird.
Wow. Again, makes me think I'm boring because
I don't have sexy
outfits. I haven't got
outfits.
A sexy cleaning outfit in the wardrobe.
No. Also, how many people have dildos? Do you have a dildo? I just thought while we were on the topic of this, I don't know why it fell into my brain.
What made you think of that?
I just thought, you know, poles, lube, sexy outfits. Are we just
sex toys.
Busting out with a dildo? Obviously, if you're single, maybe. But do we just have dildos kicking around?
Again, straw poll of the nation. Let us know.
Interesting. Interesting topics.
Well done, though, on...
But well done, yes.
Coming up with something.
I don't think I would. Would you wear an outfit for stuff?
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Well, it's not weird.
It's not weird, sorry. It's normal. No, it's if you're into it, fantastic.
Yes,
great.
But I couldn't take myself seriously. I just don't know what I do in the doorway of just like...
trying to look sexy.
With my nipple tassels, holding some glow sticks. Where have you been? Cleaning the toilet.
Yeah. You don't want to know.
Don't ask.
I can't imagine myself... I'd be a terrible actor because I can't imagine myself like getting into character.
And I don't really want to spend that much time doing that.
Got better things to do.
Yeah, like, fuck me, I'm watching Dexter at the moment. Can we just turn the lights off and just quickly make it fast?
Yeah, too much effort.
Too much effort, but go you.
Yeah, good one, India.
Go India. Wow, clearly you were mum of the school.
Yeah.
Because everyone wants to know where you got your outfit from. Did they ask? Anne Summers.
Yeah.
Hands down, I feel like this is the most iconic thing that could ever happen to anyone at a school gate when you have dressed your child in a saucy nurse's outfit to then have parents ask you where the child's outfit is from.
Yeah, just pop to Anne Summers for World Book Day. They've got everything in.
I just don't know whether it's genius or whether I'd cry. I just don't know if I'd be able to sit comfortably all day at work or at home knowing that my daughter is wearing a potentially sex outfit. I've just left her in there.
I feel like that's the kind of parent I would be, to be fair, because I'm so disorganised. The night before World Book Day, I'd be like, shit. I'm going to have to get her in my sexy nurse outfit.
What if somebody knows where the outfit's from and they look at you across the playground like, you dirty buggers.
Yeah, you dirty bitch.
I've got that at home under my bed next to me old...
next to me dildo, knowing you lot.
You just went in straight then. You just held no inhibitions. Straight in with the dildo chat.
You know what they're like. You know what they're like.
We've had so many incredible stories.
We really have. And if you want to send anything in, you can email us hello@secretmumpod.com or we're Secret Mumpod on TikTok and Instagram.
We've got more of the best love themed moments after this.
Yeah. Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Welcome back to our Valentine's Best Of episode. It's time for another hilarious letter, and she's a beaut. It can be difficult to date when you have little ones at home, but sometimes you find that one person that you can't wait to introduce them to. And for this mum, it ended up being a moment to remember. I'm talking about the talking Fufu.
All right, this is the last secret. It's from Louise.
Oh, hello, Louise.
It says, hello, ladies. You never fail to cheer up a stressed mum of three, including twins, driving to work on a Monday morning. I could probably send you about 12 secrets, but I decided this one is definitely the best. Yeah, send them all.
Send them all.
I divorced my husband when my daughter was 18 months old, but I started dating a guy a few months after. We had been dating for about 3 months when I introduced him to her. He had never been around young children, so I was a little nervous. After going on outings and him coming for tea for a few more months, we decided it was time he stayed over for the first time. I was bathing my daughter and he helped lay out pajamas, etc. While I was drying her, he did this thing to make her laugh where he made his belly button talk and my daughter giggled a lot. Then, out of nowhere, she sat up.
Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Please don't tell me she fingered his belly button.
Took a hold of each fanny flap.
That's not where you thought that was going to go, is it?
Please don't tell me she was talking with her.
And made her fufu talk back to him.
How does she know my party trick?
Fuck!
Oh my fuck. Can you imagine his face like... What the fuck?
Never been around small children. Like,
my mother liked...
What an introduction to the family. My boyfriend and I were in complete shock. I don't know whether he was going to laugh or run a mile. I was mortified, but I'm glad to say it didn't scare him away, as we are married with six-year-old twins now.
Oh, my God. Are they boys or girls? And I hope they all talk with their fannies.
God, I still tell this story nearly 10 years on, and my 11-year-old now finds it so embarrassing she did that to mummy's boyfriend.
Oh my God. Fucked! I'm going to go home tonight and be like, hello, everybody.
Hello, Chris. Wow.
Oh my God.
I just want to know what his face was like. Can you imagine? I think even Chris would shit himself now if Dolph used to do that. He'd be like, get off of that.
Yeah. What are you doing?
You want to get one of them? Don't break
it. Be careful.
Yeah. It's precious, that is. Yeah. Wow. And it's just the fact that she got up and she did it back.
So she was like 18. She's probably about Joseph's age now. How fucking hilarious.
I just can't imagine now doing it with my big swollen fanny now.
Then it'd be good.
Be fucking like an octopus. God. Hello, hello.
Oh, wow. Well, fair play to him for sticking around.
I'm going to put it out there. That's probably hands down one of my favourites.
I don't think there's enough. There's not enough stories like this in life. There should be more of this.
There aren't enough words to describe the talking fufu.
Hands down, categorically, the best story I've ever... I'm actually quite jealous it never happened to me. Me personally as well. I'd have loved it to happen to me personally. This was the most controversial episode I think we've ever put out. That I actually got trolled for this episode of people telling me that... Just about this poor woman, they just didn't know enough information on the story, did they, to just say she shouldn't have been introducing him, she shouldn't have been doing this, she shouldn't have showed her in the bath.
Yeah, this really got people going, didn't it, this secret?
And all it was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
She literally talked with her fufu. How iconic. I've been talking with my fufu ever since.
Yeah.
You won't believe the amount of stuff I get in the house now because I just straight up talk with my fufu to Chris. Get me a savvy.
I've been
even better now.
I've been talking to my every man I meet with my fufu. It's my new way of communicating.
Postman, DHL, open the door, whack it out. You get such a better response in life, honestly.
That little girl was iconic.
So iconic. Just the absolute pure wit. I just wish there was photographic evidence or video recording of the reaction.
Yeah, important to note, of the reaction, not of anything else.
I would have just loved to have seen his reaction to be like, what am I meant to say?
Slowly backing away. From the situation. All right.
Brilliant.
It's time to talk toys now. You've all been very open about all the itchy leg toys you have around the house, but sometimes your kids end up finding them and needless to say, chaos ensues. This secret had us in literal tears. So I hope you enjoy the dildo slap.
All right, while you're topping up, we've got another email here. It says, good morning, ladies. I absolutely love the podcast. It's the highlight of my week when I'm doing housework or driving. I was just listening to the Dildo Unicorn episode, a classic, and it reminded me of a time when my partner and I had been away for my birthday. Oh, no.
Oh, God, shake a unicorn dildo.
When we came home, my entire extended family was at my house for a get-together on my mum's birthday. My parents had been looking after my children for the weekend, and at the time, my son was going through a phase of wanting to sleep in my bed, regardless of if I was there or not. My dad was sitting at the table and proceeded to announce to the whole family that he had been woken up in the early hours of the morning by my son.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I don't even want to know. I don't think I want to know.
By my son smacking him around the face with my dildo.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Was it used?
I wanted to die. I looked at my partner who was here meeting all of my family for the first time. He was bright red. My dad then proceeded to shrug it off, welcome him to the family and tell me it's on top of the wardrobe. It was binned that very same day and we still laugh about it now. And yes, we are still together.
Oh, God.
Love to you both, Alex.
Alex, oh, God bless your heart. That is absolutely... Imagine fucking waking up with that fucking working your...
How did he know? Did he just get it out of
the bedside
table?
If you're going to rob someone's house, I say go for a dildo as a weapon because that thing would take your head off, wouldn't it?
Poor granddad. You don't sign up to that when you babysit your grandchildren, do you?
Granddad was just trying to have a little bit of, you know, little bit of time just to be granddad, you know, relive his childhood, play with some trains, you know, have a great time. No, straight up slapped round the head with a massive dildo.
Next thing you know, black eye from a dildo. But he lived to tell the tale.
He did.
And he kept the dildo in a safe place on top of the wardrobe, which is what any good dad would do.
And granddad. Gosh, what a dude. Took it like a champ, though, if I'm honest. I feel like he took it well.
He took it well. Could have been
took
worse.
Took it as well as any man can take a dildo to the face, if I'm honest. We've made it to the final clip, and it's safe to say it's a messy one. Whether you love it or hate it, our children always end up copying us. Sometimes it's cute, and other times you really wish they wouldn't. I'll let you decide which one this secret is. This is the lube
incident.
Hello, Soph and Emma. First,
hello.
A huge congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Last year, me and my boyfriend bought a house of our own and we got custody of his 6-year-old daughter. This story was from Christmas Day and we were obviously very organised as me and my boyfriend had some Christmas Eve itchy legs. Who has time for that on Christmas Eve? What I hadn't realised was we'd left the lube out on the dressing table. My stepdaughter had obviously spotted it, as will become clear later. So we went to my granddad's for Christmas dinner. My cousin had a baby a few months before Christmas and my stepdaughter got a toy pushchair, doll and changing bag. Oh, I can see where this is going. As part of her Christmas present. So she was copying what my cousin was doing, changing the nappy, etc. My cousin got her hand sanitizer out of her changing bag and we wondered, what was my stepdaughter getting out of her doll's changing bag? To my horror, she got the bottle of lube that was on my dressing table out. We didn't even know she took it. She said, oh, this is like yours, to my cousin, and I just wanted the ground to swallow me up. My whole family was there, including my 80-year-old granddad and 101-year-old great-gran. Imagine the look on their faces.
Oh my God.
Well, at least hopefully they were old enough to not know what lube looks like.
101? I think they've seen a lot of lube in their time.
I bet they weren't using it back then, back in the day. And the packaging certainly changed.
Just moist as hell down there.
Or just dry old. Oh God, mortifying.
Did she actually, I want to know if she actually
squeezed it out onto her hand and put it on the baby doll.
Why is it so sticky?
Yeah. So slippery.
So slippery and so thick.
It's always a good time around the Christmas table when you're lubing up a baby, isn't it? Lubing up a doll. This sparked a whole bloody debate as well. We haven't stopped talking about lube since.
This did spark a debate because I'm not a lube gal, but clearly I'm missing a trick. And clearly we should just be having it as an everyday essential in our handbags, really. Hand sanitizer,
tampons,
nappy rash cream.
Lube.
Lube is the one. Lube is the one to be having. But God bless her heart. The innocence of this, and people take it quite literal and it's quite scary how people take this so out of context. And it is just what it is. She just wanted to copy the contents of a handbag. She didn't know what it was.
No.
People just don't. Just, it is what it is. Just look, see the, always look on the bright side of life. All it was just lubing up a baby at the Christmas gathering.
A simple and easy mistake to make.
Easy. I'd get confused.
You don't know what it is, mate. So you probably would be using it as hand sanitizer.
It's a great lip gloss, honestly. Super hydrating.
So shiny.
So sticky. I don't know. Is it sticky?
Still don't know. Still haven't tried it.
What an incredible bunch of clips. Thank you so much for coming on this ride with us.
And for telling us all of your crazy stories. You can send in your secrets. The email is hello@secretmumpod.com or with Secret Mum Pod on TikTok and Instagram.
And we'll be back on Monday with our usual episode. We'll see you next time on the
Secret Mum Club.
I think we were well out of time. The Secret Mum Club.
The Secret Mum Club.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping
and 365-day returns.